I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm Madison Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of humor, and maybe a touch of caffeine. Ever feel like the world is throwing everything it has at you? Like you're just trying to keep your head above water in a sea of emails, deadlines, and unexpected surprises? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We've all been there. But here's the thing, Stoicism isn't about becoming some emotionless robot who ignores everything life throws their way. No, it's actually about building resilience, that inner strength that allows you to bounce back from setbacks, handle stress like a champ, and keep moving forward, even when things get tough. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Using the power of Stoic practices to build a fortress of resilience around yourself. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to level up your life. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become an unstoppable force of nature. First things first, control what you can. That's the golden rule of Stoicism. You know that feeling when someone cuts you off in traffic and your inner monologue goes into overdrive? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, you can't control the other driver, their actions, or even the traffic itself. What you can control is your reaction. You can choose to let it get under your skin, or you can take a deep breath and remind yourself that this one little incident isn't going to derail your entire day. T. Stoicism is less about changing the world around you and more about mastering your own inner landscape. Second, focus on what truly matters. You've got 1,000 things vying for your attention, every single day, emails, social media, deadlines, that pile of laundry that seems to grow overnight. But think about it. What really brings you joy? What makes your heart sing? Channel your energy into those things. When we focus on what truly matters, the noise of the world fades away and we feel a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Third, practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is huge. Ever notice how much easier it is to complain than to appreciate? It's like our brains are wired that way. But by making a conscious effort to focus on the good things in your life, even the small stuff, you shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of contentment. Fourth, embrace discomfort. Remember when I said Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless? Well, it's also not about avoiding all the tough stuff. It's about facing challenges head on, learning from them, and growing stronger in the process. Think of it this way. Every time you step outside your comfort zone, you build a new layer of resilience. And finally, remember that you are enough. This is probably the most important takeaway of all. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with messages telling us we need to be more, do more, have more. But the truth is, you are already perfectly capable and worthy just as you are. Okay, let's bring it home with a real-world example. Picture this. You're working on a big project at work, and everything seems to be falling apart. Your deadline is looming, your coworker isn't pulling their weight, and suddenly your laptop decides to take an unscheduled vacation. We've all been there. It's easy to let panic set in, feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, maybe even a little tempted to throw your hands up in the air and scream. But here's where Stoicism comes in. You can choose to acknowledge the challenges, but you don't have to let them define you. Take a deep breath, focus on what you can control, like staying organized, tackling one task at a time. And remember that even if things don't go perfectly, you've got this. You're strong, capable, and resilient. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Control what you can, focus on what matters, practice gratitude, embrace discomfort, and most importantly, know that you are enough. So go out there and crush it. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me either in the comments below or on social media. Let's keep this Stoic journey going together. Until next time, stay strong, stay present, and keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.